This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in June of 2019 of this year. We're talking about Generex Biotechnology Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GNBT. Very undervalued here at around $2.10, $2.20. With us today is the CEO and president and chairman of the company, Mr. Joe Muscato. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
You know, update us. Well, I'm looking to get an update on your K and your SI filing, maybe even a NASDAQ uplisting, and rumors on campus saying there's a possible dividend on your stock. Your thoughts?
Yeah, so we're in the final throes of getting all of the information over to the NASDAQ. It's the last piece they're waiting for is the 10-K to be filed. The full audit for the year, so they can verify our shareholder equity as well as verify our assets under management, you know, without the goodwill. And we, you know, as far as we're concerned, we fit all of the categories, the $2, $3, $4 requirements for each of those stock price dollar amount. So
absolutely.
Yeah, we're in great shape, and we're just trying to get that K done as quickly as possible, and then have that reviewed. Once that's reviewed, and the NASDAQ sees that we comply fully, we hope to be listed sometime towards the middle to end of this month. So it's pretty exciting stuff.
A lot of rumors going around about a dividend. You want to clear that up or talk about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is our last dividend to shareholders that we had promised. It's a one-for-one dividend. That'll be paid at the end of October. We're really excited about that. And, you know, shareholders will receive that, at the end of the month. And we're grateful to them. So we wanted to give back, and we did. So it's definitive. That will be paid, and as it's paid, we should be NASDAQ listed.
Let's talk about some real news. Let's talk about the spin out about the new Generex oncology. Where are we at in that process? Where do we go from here?
Well, the spin out is occurring. We acquired a vehicle that's public, so our hope right now, we have our attorneys doing all of the necessary legal work. The Super 8K, and obviously the audits that are being conducted right now, will be able to splice out the audits for that subsidiary company and be able to list this also by the end of this month. So we've given a dividend to our shareholders in that company. That will become a reality by the end of October. And we're real happy about that as well. Shareholders will get enriched with this new company, public, definitely by the end of October.
Rumor has it you're starting to spend a lot of time in Arizona. What are your endeavors there, your clinics, and maybe talk about a little bit about the Altil Cell also there?
Oh, yeah, this very exciting stuff. So I'll talk a little bit about Altil Cell. That one I'm really high on. That and my... You know, my definition is real shot at type 1 diabetes cure. The technology is above and beyond whatever is out there in encapsulation technology. Just take a look at Summit Therapeutics that was acquired for $950 million. They're not even in humans yet with their technology. We're in humans 5 years. So, you know,
Wow. That,
you know, leaps and bounds ahead of those guys. You may be able to catch up in figuring out, you know, your anti-rejection areas, your purity areas and your filtration areas, which we're well ahead of them on. But we're 5 years human data, and they're not even in humans yet. So we're well ahead of them. Our technology is great. We have no anti-rejection problems whatsoever. The purity is well below, where it needs to be. And, this is a real winner. And it's a real shot at people with type 1 diabetes to have real cure and real fantastic outcomes, which is why we're all in this business. So it's very exciting, that business. In regard to Arizona, we've partnered with two large clinics, altogether about 65,000 patients in. Most of them are all type 1 diabetics, so it's a perfect fit for AlterCell, where we can do our clinical trial work, which is needed to get approval on this real potential cure, as well as we're putting in podiatry, ophthalmology, neurology, and then pharmacy in these clinics. So we'll have access to all of these clinics' patients. The doctors are our partners in these businesses. And ultimately, our goal is to, from all these businesses, and touching all these patients, to start an HMO MSO, which we believe we'll do first quarter of next year. It takes time to apply for the licenses for an HMO. We're going to start that process pretty soon. And, our end game in Arizona is to be a large managed care provider with an MSO, HMO, with all of these ancillary services as benefits to those patients. So it's real exciting what we're doing in Arizona. Once we get that model up and running, we'll replicate that in states where we feel we can get some very good coverage. So it's all very exciting stuff that we're doing.
Well, we're not talking about just R&D going forward. We're actually talking about monetizing and revenues. You feel like that's going to come to the bottom line there on the balance sheet in the next two quarters?
Oh, yeah. So look at ophthalmology. Every one of those patients on the managed care needs an eye exam. They all need a podiatry exam. They all need a neurological exam. And they all need pharmacy. So, very low projections. Ophthalmology should bring in about $20 million next year once we're up and running full swing. That's on a very low projection. Podiatry, at least 15 to 16 million. Neurology, about 12 million. And then pharmacy, all of those patients need drugs. They all need treatment. So very, very high just on those businesses alone. Now, if you take a look at the HMO business, the multiples of lives are just off the charts. Look at WellCare, which just acquired, for well over $15 billion. It's all about lives with HMOs, and the multiples in the public structure are, 50, 60 time multiples. So it's an exciting business to be in. If you have all the services and all the benefits side, you can really attract patients or lives to come into the HMO, which you're providing such a great benefit. So that's where we're going with everything. And, Arizona is the third best market in the country behind California and Florida for managed care patients, Medicaid, Medicare. And we feel it's a huge opportunity to have partnered with such a large group of doctors, as well as doctors that have huge patient counts. So we can apply this model. So we're looking forward to next year, and once we're completely set up, those revenues will come in from all these endeavors.
Joe, before I let you go, what do you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from this interview today?
Well, since last year, since last August, since we started really our acquisition strategy, as well as our varying models, we're up well over 2,000% for the year. We continue to execute on all of our initiatives. We believe we'll continue on doing that. And as we move to get to the NASDAQ Stock Exchange within this month, we believe there's real opportunity and real value that will be created as we've been doing since we started all this. So, we're just at the tip of the iceberg in terms of doing all the things we want to do. And we believe that as the months go by, more and more great value will be added and great things will be happening for Generex and its shareholders.
My guest today has been Joe Muscato. Joe, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today. You know, I'm a big fan of what you're doing out there. I wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Thanks, Everett. I really appreciate that.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.